Welcome back to our first episode, our first real episode of Teen Talk. In the beginning, our very first one, where I explained what is all going down, I said for our next episode we would be talking about self-body image, you know, how to love yourself, social anxiety. Here we are. We're talking about that. So, I, as a person, have social anxiety. And if you don't know what social anxiety is, I will explain it to you. Social anxiety disorder, sometimes referred to as social phobia, is a type of anxiety disorder that causes extreme fear in social settings. People with this disorder have trouble talking to people, meeting new people, and attending social gatherings. They fear of being judged or scrutinized by others. I can't say words right. Thank you, Google. That was from Google. Google helped me say that. But basically, you're scared of every little thing, and you're scared that people are going to say something bad about you, and you're scared that people think bad about you and stuff. And your mind is tricking you into thinking that as well. So, with that, it can kind of ruin your self-body image. It can ruin who you are as a person. Now, I've had social anxiety for about a few years. Not too long, maybe since 2019. And what it feels like to me is, you know, people are always secretly criticizing every little thing I do when they really aren't. My mind's thinking that, but I mean, I don't think so. They seem kind. But then my brain's all like, no, they're being rude. They are rude. They are thinking horrible things about you. Cry. Don't say anything. Shut down. That's how it kind of is for me. It's different from person to person. But I guess we could start off with that. I don't know how to start off this episode. If you're wondering, guess where I'm outside. It's more calmer outside. Since it is about to rain. But since it is about to rain, there's more mosquitoes. So gotta love that, and it's a bit chilly. But let's move on. So I know during this time of puberty, a lot of us have social anxiety. You're scared, and your mind makes up this little thing that, like, everyone is secretly judging you and scrutinizing every little thing you do. I'm here to tell you that you ain't alone. A lot of people in your school are having those same exact thoughts. Trust me. I have a friend group, and all of them say they feel like that everyone's slowly, secretly criticizing them. You are not alone. A lot of people think like that, saying that, they're all thinking about me badly. No. Tell your brain to stop. You're fine. Well, but are you? You can't just put your feelings aside when you're having, these thoughts that people think you're ugly and stuff like that. It's okay to have social anxiety. But with social anxiety comes self-body image. With self-body image and social anxiety, it's not good mixed together. I'll tell you that. It's not good mixed together. Everything goes horrible. Everything goes wrong. It's not good. Everything is crazy. You overthink about your body. You overthink about who you are as a person. And a question that people get about social anxiety as well is, are you just shy? Or are you just scared? And it's normal to think like that, trust me. But no, you're not just shy. You have this problem that's causing anxiety. Hold on. But with social anxiety, you aren't just shy. It's not just you being shy. Being shy is like not wanting to talk to anyone. It's more than just feeling shy. People with social anxiety have an intense fear of situations where they could be watched, judged, embarrassed, and rejected by others. The symptoms are so extreme that they interfere with the person's daily routine and prevent them from taking part in ordinary activities. A lot of stuff like this is not also going to help your body image, because when you feel like you're being judged and watched, it also judges, like, you feel like you're being judged by your body and how you look. And then it slowly makes you start judging yourself. I'm here to tell you that you won't be able to just straight away love yourself. You know, like, straight away, I could tell you how this could all stop. And it wouldn't just click. It would take some time. But it all depends on a lot of stuff. You need to understand the causes of what social anxiety could be. It could be an early traumatic event, parenting style, or isolated upbringing, brain structure, societal expectations, genetics, or observing others with SAD. A lot of this isn't your fault. And when, you know, you're trying to calm someone down who has social anxiety, don't, you know, tell them, "Hey, it will all be okay. It's just in your head." That's not going to help them, and it's going to get them more scared because they feel like they can't get help about this. But I'm here to tell you how you can't possibly love yourself. I have been in therapy for years, and all my therapists have said the exact same thing. Surround yourself with more positive people. Surround yourself with an area that you feel more safe and comfortable in, and you feel more like yourself where you won't be judged. For a while, when I started at my new school, I had social anxiety. I felt like, you know, everyone would hate me because I'm just this weird kid from a different district that everyone hated. But I met my group of friends, and my self-confidence has gotten a lot better. I'm more happy as a person. I'm more calm, quiet, collective. And I'm going to get one of my friends to listen to this podcast. Her name's Jocelyn. So Jocelyn, if you made it this far and you're listening to this, I want to tell you and the others, thank you for so much. You guys have helped me. I wouldn't be who I am today without you guys. But enough with the sappy, sad stuff. Let's move on. Learning how to love yourself is very difficult. Trust me, I would know. There isn't no simple answer to, you know, having to love yourself. I'm going to give you guys at least 8 reasons from Google how you can love yourself. You can say no when you need to. Do not compare yourself to others. Be truly present and be honest with yourself. Let yourself off the hook for your mistakes and imperfections. Work on forgiving yourself for the bigger stuff. Accept that some people won't like you and make fun a priority. Don't let people sink you down and tell you that you can't have feelings and you're not allowed to love yourself. I'm here to tell you now, that's all BS. You're allowed to love yourself. You're allowed to have feelings, and you're allowed to love yourself as a person and be happy. Don't bottle up your feelings too, because that makes everything worse. And by everything, I mean everything. You need to start believing that you can be whoever you want to be. Like, you can achieve good things and you can do great in life, but you can't keep telling yourself that you're not going to be able to just because of your social anxiety saying all this negative stuff. I think that will be about it for our episode. It's a small episode, but trust me, we have a lot more coming up. For our next episode, we're talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 or boyfriend and boyfriend relationships. Technically, just talking about what relationships are usually like during the teenage years, how to avoid a toxic relationship, and how to find out who you truly do love in relationships. I'll see you then.